Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have over 600 protocols and approaches to taking care of a lot of the maladies that affect us simply by nutritional changes, which is what I want to address in the Good Day Health Show today. It's just some basic facts relating to human nutrition, because these are the questions I'm asking in a clinical setting with patients all the time. And so I thought I would offer this for the show today. I know that it will be part of the podcast record at Good Day Health Show. There's certain basic facts that relate to human nutrition that I happen to believe is self-evident. And so that's what I want to address here. And it begins with the refining and the processing of food that has become so universal that in all the what you would consider civilized countries that has been done to improve the appearance, the quality, the saleability of foods, without any real regard to the nutritional value of that food, as opposed to where how Mother Nature prepared it, and then after all these other things have been done to it, what's left as far as nutritional value is concerned. So as a result of our high per capita use of these kinds of foods, as opposed to like what you would buy at a farmer's market, we have a high incidence of certain deficiency diseases that are just simply almost non-existent in countries where food denaturation isn't prevalent, or in fact not even allowed. In some countries, they're not allowed to denature the food, as we have an abundant source of in this country. And because of the modern mechanized methods of food production, trying to take care of these vast fields of grain and these vast fields of vegetables and fruits and whatever else in the more abundant areas of the country where weather provides for this kind of stuff, then large-scale means of refining and processing need to take place. So we have these very modern mechanized methods of food production. And so the basic food commodities today apparently are really, even though we see an increase in food prices, they're kind of cheaper than they've been at any other time in human history because of the mass production that's involved. And because of the denaturing of these foods by refining and processing them, we are overeating the fattening and the energy-producing components in food while we're literally starving for the vitamin and the mineral factors that are no less necessary to life than the fats and the carbohydrates and the proteins, which have become far scarcer and a lot more difficult to obtain in good quality than any other time, I believe, in the history of the human race. Because our diets are excessively rich in the fuel that's needed for good health, but they lack the spark that's in the form of vitamins and minerals that's necessary to properly utilize the fuel that's in these foods. And by fuel, I'm talking about basically carbohydrates. We have a high carbohydrate intake in our diets, and that breaks down into sugar, which is the fuel. But when you have that kind of fuel without the attendant vitamins and minerals that were in those foods to begin with, that had been removed through the processing, you've got the fuel without the spark. So these vitamins and these mineral elements are so complex and so multiplexed that our nutritional importance has been invariably discovered, their importance, discovered only by investigating the symptoms of physical degeneration and what happens in the breakdown of the physiology of animals and humans who are constantly supplied with food that's lacking some of these essential elements. And there are various agencies and groups out there that are investigating these kinds of things. Organic industries have always shown that the lost material through processing is so complex in its organic nature as to absolutely defy any of the artificial substitution that tries to take place at the end of the processing of food to put back in artificially what was removed during the processing in order to get shelf life, and where less than complete restoration is attempted. This is what is leading to, I believe, mass starvation in this country, even though we're overfed. And natural foods are also characteristic, you know, in being more satisfying to the appetite, and they're kind of self-limiting in how much you actually have to eat, which always prevents a tendency to overeat. When you eat nutritionally dense food, after you've had a little bit of it, your brain is telling you, okay, that's all I need. And then the hunger's gone, and satiety begins to show up. If you are eating the same kind of foods that have been overly processed, you can eat two or three plates, as is demonstrated at buffets, before you ever even begin to be satisfied. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I'm just talking about some basic concepts of nutrition and what happens when we are supplanting the natural foods that Mother Nature has provided us with foods that man has changed from its natural state in order to get, you know, a homogeneity in color and taste and presentation and shelf life. An example would be something like honey. Honey is a very good example. Children will always crave sweets, will invariably overeat the artificial ones, like the commercial candies. But if they're given a natural one like honey, they automatically start to limit their intake to amounts that are safe. They have a little bit and they go, oh, okay, let's go back outside. You know, in the case of devitalized or the artificial foods, there's either a total loss of appetite for the food that's in question after, you know, it's used for a period of time, which you will see in the case of butter substitutes, or the substitute fails to satisfy the natural craving, and then overeating and obesity are the natural result. You have parts of your brain, especially in the hypothalamus, that is constantly aware of nutritional requirements for the body, and it will sometimes stimulate something that is called the hidden hunger, where you're peeing all the time, or you're up in the middle of the night looking in the fridge, or you've got to have something to eat between breakfast and lunch, or you have to have something between lunch and dinner. The hypothalamus is constantly looking for the right kind of micronutrition, that if it doesn't get, you're going to have this hidden hunger driving you all the time. Now, all the animal species has its preferred and its most favorable specialized foods to which it has become adapted over, you know, generations of time, like my pet cat. There's a couple of things that she eats, and she loves it. And if I try to introduce something else that in my great cat wisdom, I think it might be better or something different, she just sits there and stares at it and stares at me and stares at it and stares at me and then walks away from it. Yet she'll eat the same thing constantly every day without question. So the point is, there's no new food product or vitamin concentrate that should ever be sold or recommended for human use until there's a tremendous background of experience that has been accumulated by clinical tests or carefully observed by competent investigators to determine the nature of its own specific nutritional value and effect. And when we get away from that, what I consider a cardinal principle, we will start to see the proliferation of a whole bunch of new pathological conditions, more serious than the ones that were supposedly cured with drugs before, that were nothing more than just nutritional deficiencies anyway. And a very good example of this is what's done in state agricultural colleges that are constantly checking the foods that are going into the animals that are being raised commercially on the farms, the ranches, whatever else of those particular states. And you'll find so much more concern and interest and investigation and investment of money into the right kinds of foods that these animals are getting than you'll ever see given to the attention of the foods that your children are getting in elementary school, because money's involved. And so my point is, the inevitable conclusion of what I'm talking about here after understanding what I'm talking about here is that no food is safe unless it is fresh enough to have retained most of its perishable content, the vitamins. Spinach can lose all of its vitamin C in 1 week of being picked. Oranges that are picked green for transport around the country have to orange up, you know, in the following weeks after it's been picked. But within 3 months, all oranges, if they haven't been consumed within 3 months off the tree, no vitamin C's left. But if in spinach, when you're looking at spinach, can lose all of its vitamin C in just 1 week. And how do we know this? Because it's coming out of state college, the state agricultural centers. And so no food is safe unless it has incurred no processing that will remove or impair its vitamin or mineral content. This eliminates pasteurized milk, white sugar, synthetic syrups, bleached flour, practically all kinds of packaged cereals, shortening, fats. And no food is safe with several more characteristics that I want to give you here as we after we go to a break coming up here in just a few moments as to what's considered safe food and what wouldn't be considered safe. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Father's Day right around the corner. What do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about what could be considered safe food and non-safe food. And it's not, you know, there's always recalls that are going on. This particular vegetable or fruit or this particular salad mix or whatever else. I'm maintaining, and I know how ridiculous this might sound, most foods in the grocery store should be recalled. Because they have been overly processed. The natural food value has been removed. And they have been, in some cases, sprayed with synthetics to try to recover what was lost in the processing. And with this kind of synthetic adulteration, I mean, it's just a crude attempt to try to replace the valuable organic constituents that were lost in processing. And wherever this has been attempted, I mean, the result is, it's just futile. I mean, in my opinion, I think it's dangerous because the tests that are made on dogs in these state colleges that I'm talking about, that are the agricultural-based colleges in most of the states, are using dogs. In some cases, they'll test cattle, pigs, whatever else, but dogs are a little cheaper. And I know that may sound a little harsh for dog lovers, but that's the way it is. These huge agricultural food-producing companies aren't interested in giving you the healthy food that they can because they know that what they're doing is removing the health from the food in order to make it look pretty and give you shelf life. What they're interested in is the bottom line. They exist for a profit just like Big Pharma exists for a profit. And so back to the dogs here, the tests that are made on dogs with white flour that has been fortified with synthetic vitamins demonstrated that the fortified flour will kill dogs quicker than old flour that's not fortified. And that's why in Canada, the Canadian laws now prohibit the adulteration of bread or flour with synthetic materials of any kind. If the vitamin content is to be raised, it has to be done by retaining the original factors, not by adding new ones of unknown effect. And that's not the case here in this country. I would also say that no food is safe unless it has a background of experience behind its establishing its real value to the human family. The animal tests that we do should be considered only as preliminary. So how would you do that? This is where we definitely need third-party, independent investigation that is watching what is coming out of the FDA, that's watching what's coming out of the CDC, which is what watches what is coming out of the NIH. These companies are all self-regulated, and they get tremendous amounts of grants from Big Pharma. And so that's why I've maintained many times the FDA exists to make the world safe for drugs. And the human aspect of it kind of falls back behind the need for these companies to make money. And what we need is third party, free from government influence, but government ordained to constantly watchdog these things that are going on. And one of the most important things they need to watchdog is the food industry. What I'm talking about, no doubt, calls for some kind of legislative action to protect the public health is about what it comes down to. And a real campaign of education on the part of the makers of natural foods to call the attention to the public of the real facts, to show that the housewife or the house husband, whoever is out there buying the food, that not the most, you know, pounds of commodity that they need to get for the dollar, but the most nutritional value for the money. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Good Day Health Show.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A supportive crowd at a Miami cafe Tuesday, singing to President Trump after he left a federal courthouse. He pleaded not guilty to 37 federal counts, accusing Trump of hiding classified documents at his Florida residence against the law. Trump says the charges against him are bogus. Trump was in New Jersey for a rally tonight. The White House says a trans activist will not be invited to future events for what it described as inappropriate behavior. In a video posted to social media, Rose Montoya is seen posing topless on the south lawn of the White House during President Biden's Pride Month event Saturday. The White House said Montoya's actions were disrespectful to the LGBTQI plus families and other guests in attendance. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. So the last comment that I was making there is to get the most nutritional value for the amount of money being spent, as opposed to the most pounds of food. Wheat and rice, oatmeal, have been selected as preferred cereals for human food. I think it's no doubt more than a coincidence that these grains are the highest in vitamin content. And the food products that richest in vitamins seem to have appealed most to our taste over the ages. Various types of wheat and dishes, rice dishes, the various forms and kinds of oatmeal and the way that it can be presented rather than these little plastic cups of instant. You just pour some hot water in there, stir it up, and you got oatmeal. That's not oatmeal. That's what's left after all the good stuff has been removed from it. But anyway, the modern method of processing these kinds of cereals simply have deprived us of the benefit of this long-established preference in that it has cheated us by giving us the bulk food components, in other words, the starches and the proteins, without the essential vitamins and minerals that were removed in processing. As an example, with just oatmeal, a lot of us buy the rolled oats form as opposed to the steel cut form. When you have rolled oats, where it's actually being ground up with the big stones and that kind of stuff, it generates heat and it kills the vitamin E content of what's inside the oat when they're smashing it out to make rolled oats. Steel-cut oats, to me, has a tremendous flavor improvement over rolled-cut. Steel-cut oats does not generate heat, and the natural content of the vitamin E is preserved in that process. When we are overeating the overly processed starches, the overly processed proteins that are essentially lacking in the vitamins and minerals I'm talking about, we end up becoming obese. We have lowered vitality and resistance to disease. We become lazy, and morally deficient. I mean, today we find even insanity as a result, an end result of extreme deficiency of vitamin B complex. Whenever I don't take care of the insane in my practice, that's not my scope of practice. But from a nutritional end, anytime I'm dealing with somebody with nervousness or anxiety or early depression or different forms of depressive mental activity, we always start with whole food vitamin B supplementation. And usually within a few weeks to a month or two, wonderful changes begin to take place because these people have primarily been eating foods that are deficient in the vitamin B family. And it never ceases to amaze me how many times when I have these conversations with patients that just because you're eating these foods that look good, and they look good because there are departments in these food manufacturing companies to make sure that food looks good at all cost, because most of us shop with our eyes, not with our brain. And when we find something that's pleasing and all the artificial taste stuff has been added to it, it tastes good, it satisfies our palate, we start to begin over time to suffer from various vitamin deficiencies. And the vitamin B complex is absolutely the vitamin that's necessary for a healthy nervous system. And you know, before the discovery of, you know, the far-reaching and just the socially devastating effects of this kind of nutritional deficiency I'm talking about, I think what I said in the connection between mental illness and vitamin B deficiencies would have been considered an exaggeration or crazy or just, you know, that's just his opinion. But is being borne out now in nutritional research today. The commonest and most universal effect of vitamin B deficiency is the heart, the degeneration of the heart. And in civilized countries, you know, it kills more people than any other disease, including cancer. And in creating this kind of an effect, vitamin C deficiency is a partner to this. In the case that the heart is overworked because the capacity of the blood to carry oxygen is decreased because of vitamin C deficiencies. You know, we think of vitamin C in the cold and vitamin C in the immune system, but one of the most important jobs of vitamin C is to increase the capacity of the blood to carry oxygen. And so when you have a vitamin B deficiency and a vitamin C deficiency, you're just asking for heart degeneration and heart disease. And the biochemistry involved in the shortages of B and C vitamins is very well known now. You look at something like just tooth cavities and tooth decay has always been suspected as a universal sign of vitamin and mineral deficiencies because of the overeating of the denatured foods and the refined sugar. You know, there was this deficiency theory as the cause of cavities. There was this discovery, it was practically non-existent in a county out in West Texas, where the wheat flour that was made from locally grown wheat was found to contain six times the normal levels of phosphorus and calcium. And that was the evidence that the wheat we have heretofore been eating as normal wheat
in reality is what I would call starved wheat, because it's so low in phosphorus and so low in calcium. And in turn, when children are fed these kinds of foods, you're going to see an awful lot of tooth decay. That it's not just these kids had tooth decay. These kids were starving. And even though they may be overweight, they're still starving because of this vital nutrition that is missing in their food. And I think that, you know, one of the best sources of the kind of information that I'm trying to give you now is in a book I have often referred to as Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Weston A. Price. It was written 100 years ago, and he's a dentist, and the dentists of 100 years ago were really the nutritionists of the day. And by that, I mean they knew that the condition of their patient's dental presentation was indicative of the nutritional status of their entire body. And so they were always, and it was in their education to teach basic nutritional concepts of how to prevent cavities, not just from not eating candy, because there are people who eat candy who don't have cavities. But you look at the general overall profile of the foods that they're eating, and when they're high in vitamins and high in minerals, they have far less cavities. And again, the cavities are just an immediate presentation of what is going on deeper inside the body. So in Dr. Price's book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, you can get it at Amazon, you can get it at westonaprice.org, is his description of people in the high valleys of the Swiss Alps, in which, you know, before there was improved transportation that brought in foods, commercial foods, refined foods, diseases like tooth decay, tuberculosis, cancer, completely unknown in the high valleys of the Swiss Alps. And then after these foods were made more plentiful and trucked in, the incidence of these diseases became as high as they are in the other countries where these foods are used. And we've seen the same thing in America with the American Indian. As these commercial foods were introduced on the reservations, I mean, at one time, the American Indian, even during the terrible Indian wars and the isolation of these tribes on the reservations, these were stunning examples of human health and quality as far as muscles and bones and dental arches and hair and skin was concerned. So along with the examination of the American Indian by the medical corps, compared to the American Indian today, whether they're in the reservation or in have mixed with white society or whatever else, when they eat the standard American diet, that stunning example of health and nutrition is now gone. As an ethnic group, they're just as sick and suffering from degenerative disease processes the rest of us are, whose diets are composed of these artificial foods. And so the public has, over the last few decades, you know, they've become educated to a considerable degree as to the dangers of eating, you know, an excessive amount of white flour products. And the per capita consumption of white bread is dropping, not a whole lot, with an intended increase of the use of whole wheat bread. But practically none of the whole wheat bread available today is made from fresh ground, unbleached flour, which is critical. You know, on many kinds of mixtures of bleached white flour with bran, and other wheat product byproducts sold as whole wheat flour, just ridiculous. They'll do anything they can to satisfy the current trends. But the reason is that real whole wheat flour has such short lifespan because of the high vitamin content that will attract insect life, you know, that it can't be practically distributed. One milling report I read was quoted as saying real whole wheat flour is as practically as perishable as milk. And what is it that attracts the bugs? What is it that attracts the weevils and the other insects that end up in the food processing bulk in our major producers? It's the nutrition that's in it. And so, there's a lot more. Maybe I can pick up from this in the next show. There's a lot more to get into, because in order to make food preservable for shelf life and to keep the bugs away from it, they have to keep the stuff out of it that is good for you. I think that begins to make perfect sense over time, or the more you think about it. It's crazy to me. The best thing to do is Dr. Price's book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. So stick around after the break. I'm going to be back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Father's Day right around the corner. What do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go to O'ReillyAutoParts.com. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the Dr. Jack Stockwell with us right now.
Welcome.
Welcome to my world. It is your world. You are the king of all things health and wellness. Let's be real. Chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. You can get more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But when it comes to health and wellness, you have an approach that is not a situation of covering symptoms. It's not the quick fix. It is the long-term getting to the root cause and helping your body to work as it actually should, which I absolutely love this approach. And what do you have for us to speak on today?
Well, I think it's a general idea theme that I've been carrying in my local radio show in Salt Lake City, is the idea that the two major causes of disease, whether we're talking about breast cancer, whether we're talking about diabetes, talking about Alzheimer's, cardiovascular problems, liver, kidney problems, whatever, is either trauma or malnutrition. And malnutrition being the premier cause in America, that we're overly fed but undernourished, kind of an idea.
Yes.
And that Americans are slowly starving to death, and even though we're getting fatter. And the evidence of that is this preponderance of degenerative diseases that affect the different organs simply because our organs are starving for the micronutrition that is required for the organs to function properly. And when I'm thinking about, Doug and I had been talking about breast cancer earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and so being the second most common cancer in women, second only to skin cancer, although the breast cancer deaths have declined a little bit in recent years, it's still the second leading cause of cancer death among women. And according to the CDC, about a little over 250,000 cases are diagnosed every year. About 42,000 ladies die from this. And breast cancer, of course, is not only exclusive to women, as men can develop abnormal growth in their own breast tissue, undeveloped breast tissue, because whether you're born as a little boy or a little girl, you have the same amount of breast tissue. It's just that the estrogen that comes in a young lady when she turns from a little girl, an androgynous creature, into a woman, the estrogen proliferation is what allows the breast to grow. But men still have that underlying tissue that can become subject to cancer. So when I'm talking to my patients about this kind of a thing, they're always talking to me about, well, it can be prevented. Yes, a diet that's rich in organic fruits, organic vegetables, whole grains, can really lower a person's risk for many, many types of cancer. So some of the foods that I recommend to my patients in the sense of preventing breast cancer, only not that it stops breast cancer, but it feeds the breast tissue and it feeds the immune system with what is necessary to destroy cancer cells on contact. We know that according to the experts, the American Cancer Society and whatever else, a person who lives to a normal old age into their 80s that never had any cancer that they know of probably had cancer 6 to 7 times. It's just that their immune system was strong enough to defeat it. So the kind of foods that I recommend, and I'm talking organic, something as simple as apples, blueberries, broccoli, organic coffee, garlic, kale, raspberries, black tea, organic tea, mind you, walnuts, whole grains. All of these foods have been demonstrated by the American Institute for Cancer Research to provide the body with the necessary raw materials it needs to strengthen the immune system, to strengthen the anti-cancer aspects of our immune system, especially something called the natural killer cells, whose primary target is cancer. And it's constantly on patrol throughout the body all the time. But you can do blood tests to show how active the natural killer cells are. And sometimes blood tests just show that the killer cells are AWOL. They're there, but they're not moving. They're not doing anything. And,
wow.
And my position is that it goes back to our dietary choices. So the things you want to avoid processed foods. You want to avoid processed meats and sugar. Sugar is the big problem.
My goodness. Yeah. Eat more food, not food like products. You can get more from Dr. Jack on ForbiddenDoctor.com or go to Good Day Health Show.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.